Today is Monday, the 10th of December, in the second week of Advent. The monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing Encore un peu de temps. In a little while, I will make heaven and earth tremble. Then the one desired by all the nations will appear. I will fill this temple with glory, and to this place I will bring peace. Last week, we looked at our own dreams and desires and the needs of the world in the light of readings from the prophet Isaiah. The readings from Isaiah continue in this second week of Advent, this week telling us about God's responses to the needs of the world, God's promise to redeem us and lead us to freedom, faithfulness and joy. Today's reading, then, is from the prophet Isaiah.
Let the wilderness and the dry lands exult. Let the wasteland rejoice and bloom. Let it bring forth flowers like the jonquil. Let it rejoice and sing for joy. The glory of Lebanon is bestowed on it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. they shall see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen all weary hands, steady all trembling knees, and say to all faint hearts, Courage! Do not be afraid. Look, your God is coming. Vengeance is coming. The retribution of God. He is coming to save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unsealed. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongues of the dumb sing for joy. For water gushes in the desert, streams in the wasteland. The scorched earth becomes a lake, the parched land springs of water. Those whom the Lord has ransomed shall return. They will come to Zion shouting for joy, everlasting joy on their faces. Joy and gladness will go with them, and sorrow and lament be ended.
How do I feel when I hear God speak these words to me? When I hear this promise from God? Last week's meditations were aimed at helping me to notice my own needs and longings and those of the world. Do these words from God now? Does this promise from God connect with any of those needs and longings? Listening once more to the reading, I notice which words or phrases struck me most or touched me most deeply.
Let the wilderness and the dry lands exult. Let the wasteland rejoice and bloom. Let it bring forth flowers like the jonquil. Let it rejoice and sing for joy. The glory of Lebanon is bestowed on it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen all weary hands, steady all trembling knees, and say to all faint hearts, Courage! Do not be afraid. Look, your God is coming. Vengeance is coming. The retribution of God. He is coming to save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unsealed. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongues of the dumb sing for joy. For water gushes in the desert, streams in the wasteland. The scorched earth becomes a lake, the parched land springs of water. Those whom the Lord has ransomed shall return. They will come to Zion shouting for joy, everlasting joy on their faces. Joy and gladness will go with them, and sorrow and lament be ended.
What do I want to say to the Lord now, in response to this promise? O Wisdom, Lord and Ruler, Root of Jesse, Key of David,
Rising Sun,
King of the Nations, Emmanuel, come, Lord Jesus.